WDADX Mobile 14714.
A8RRD monitoring 74.
Well, good morning. A beautiful day in northern lower Michigan. I'm hoping you're getting lots of snow too.
Well, I'm in Rogers City, and we're getting absolutely nothing right now. I was supposed to go to work today, but school got called up in Sheboygan, so there's that.
Yeah, I'm actually leaving early for work just to give myself that little extra time. I'm over in Lake Leland, we might have gotten 2-3 inches, but they're calling this a snowstorm, so I'm kind of chuckling. I did have kind of a unhappy realization this morning. Company pickup truck that I drive, I pulled out of the driveway in two-wheel drive, and as soon as my back tires hit the road, they just started slipping. I didn't go anywhere. I had to get it in four-wheel drive to get out of my driveway in 2 inches of snow. Talk about ridiculous, but yeah, that's what you get when you have a little pickup truck with no weight in the back, eh?
I understand. When I first got this job up in Sheboygan a couple of years ago, I came out of retirement to go back to work. The first thing I did was I bought a pickup truck with four-wheel drive on demand. And, yeah, it saved me a couple of times. It's nice to have it around. But being born and raised here in Michigan, it's kind of like, par for the course. Which reminds me, I probably could get a couple blocks to put in the back of the truck.
I can't say much. I was born and raised there in Vanderbilt and Snow Belt of America, you know. But as I grew up and everything, I never had four-wheel drive. I always had two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive only. You had a decent set of tires, and you could pretty much go anywhere. That was never an issue. I got into an all-wheel drive vehicle, and that's always been fun, getting around with that. The last house I had all front-wheel drive cars, and they did fine in the snow. It was, I don't know, I just think this pickup truck is a little light in the back, if you know what I mean. I'm not used to having to put four-wheel drive into anything, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old and crotchety, you know? I don't want to take that little extra time.
Old school of, if you want to put it in four-wheel drive, you've got to get out of the vehicle and lock the hub.
There you go. And if you wanted to floor low, you had to come to a stop, put it in neutral, put it in four-wheel low, make sure your hubs are locked, and then, you can put it back into your... put it back into first gear, you know, it was stick shift at that point.
Learned how to drive vehicles that either had the shifts on the floor or on the column, three on the tree. And, but then some of us were raised on a farm as well, so it kind of just grew on you. But, today's, like I said, day off from school, and... it's play radio day, at least for a little while. I got to get out to the garage and clean things up so I can get the snowblower out. Because I know this is going to get worse, especially tonight into tomorrow. The winds are going to come out of the northwest and gust up to 40 miles an hour. So I was suspecting that that Lake Superior machine is going to make its way down to the lower peninsula, not just drop stuff off at the doorstep of the UP.
I understand that. So, all right, well, you have fun this morning on the radio, and in the next quarter or two, I'm going to lose this repeater, so I'm going to switch over to a local one. But you have a great day, my friend. Always a pleasure. 73 WDATX Mobile.
WDATX Mobile. K8RRD. 73. Be safe out there on the road.
And ADMH Mobile.
Kind of early for you, isn't it, Nestor?
Nope, not at all. actually, yesterday. I was on the road before this.
Yeah, me too. How's the roads up there?
They're not terrible, but they're not great.
Yeah, I just went by Clio here. Nothing on the road here, but it's pretty windy, but blowing me all over the road, that's for sure. Going down to Pontiac. See how the roads are down there, I guess. And then, supposed to load there and go to Manistee. I'm sure I'll be up there driving this afternoon.
Manistee, I was down there yesterday morning. On my way down, the roads were kind of crap, but on the way back, they got them all cleaned up pretty well. Along 31, and if you just stick to the main, like the main highways, you're golden. So the back roads and all that stuff were pretty greasy still by the time I was heading back. As far as I can tell, all of the roads in Leelanau County, you are not seeing pavement. You are driving on snow, hard packed snow, and all that fancy stuff. So once you get into Grand Traverse, they've been scraping right down to the pavement. Barry Lake was pretty awful yesterday when I went through there. Even on the way back, it was still pretty bad. I don't know what was going on there.
Yep. Tis the season, I guess. Still not ready for it, but it is what it is. They're, got another warning out for Buffalo area. They're supposed to get another foot of snow. I don't know if that's today or tonight. They are definitely getting pounded over there.
I don't know what's going on. My 800 portable is not happy right now. There's a site that I'm staring at right now, and it just refuses to roam over to it. It's tried power cycling, and it still won't.
Won't even grab it on a site search?
No, it will. It refuses to grab that site. It'll grab any other distant sites, like South Boardman, which is 40 miles from here. Or 30 miles as the crow flies from here. I'm surprised it's even hearing it. River Road, which is not really in a great spot for where I'm at either. I don't know. It's right there. Just, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're having problems with the site, or maybe it's got a bad tower top amp, who knows. Hard telling the mysteries of that. Get out of that site.
As soon as you said that, it started to get affiliated to it. This radio's weird sometimes. And certain spots in Traverse, it'll have me, it'll kick me over to the Rapid City site. And I just kind of scratched my head at that. And the signal isn't even that great on it. So. All right, Jeff, I got to stop at the gas station here. Because this thing needs gas. So I'll be back here in a minute. Any damage?
Okay, give me that, sister.
Any damage, mobile.
EMH Mobile, K8RRD.
How are you faring over there?
Faring okay. How you doing? I understand the roads are a bit gunky over there.
They're definitely gunky. I've seen worse. But definitely not a speed limit day. Definitely not like a 15 to 20 mile an hour day on every road, or every road day, so it's kind of somewhere in the middle.
I understand. I was kind of like that last night as I was heading out of Sheboygan. And then about, 15 miles down 23, it all of a sudden cleared up and, just damp roads, no snow cover. So, and popped it up to my cruising speed of 58 and made it on in home for some, scalloped potatoes and some, ribs for dinner.
Oh, well, there you go. Nice. This guy next to me is living life on the edge. He's, got some almost bald all-terrains on his truck. But he's having a real great time with that. Yep. Well, it sounds like you're not moving. It sounds like you're, you got a little bit of noise, so you must be at the house, eh?
Got a little FTA going. Got the day off. Sheboygan getting pounded pretty good. And it's supposed to get worse this afternoon. And we were scheduled for a half day anyway. Kids were going to get out around 11:15, and then we were going to have professional development with some shooting drills up at the school. Went through that a couple of years ago. Reaction and follow up on how to proceed with dealing with parents, reuniting with kids, and things of that nature. So I assume that's going to get rescheduled for another professional development that we're going to have down the line.
Ah, okay. One of those things. Yep. Sounds uber exciting. Anyway. I'm going to let you go here. It's, I'm on Division Street here, and it's kind of greasy, and people are being unpredictable and pretending that the middle of the road is one lane instead of two lanes that they're... Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to try to not let them hurt me, and I'll chat with you later. Enjoy your snow day, and enjoy the FT8 there, and I'm going to try to, I enjoy the slippery, slidey snow that nobody really knows what to do with.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, the next time we get together, I want to talk to you about what you might have in the back of your mind, who to talk to about getting an old Kenwood TS700A back up and running again. You see my dad, and I wouldn't mind trying to get on 2-meter sideband with it. But I'd like to find somebody to run through it and get it back up and running.
I can certainly try to help you out with that. I don't know how much time I'll have, but I'll see what I can do. Oh, and that traffic light's out. That's great. All right. And ATMH Mobile.
Okay, I'll get off this net. Sorry, off this repeater. NATMH K8RRD. 73, K8RRD, clear the repeater.
K7OLD, monitoring.
DMH, KBSWRU, still around? KBSWRU.
QT, radio check. KE8LQT for radio check.
N8MJL mobile.
Yep,
sounding good. Full quieting.
Well, great, sir. Thank you very much. I'm a kind of a newbie. I live in Florida, and I'm up here in Petoskey visiting my son and daughter-in-law, trying to get them all jacked up about ham radio. The wife is kind of interested. I'm not so sure about my son.
Keep working at it. I can't get my wife interested in it either. So, one of these days.
There you go. Quite a good friend in Florida knows what he's doing. And it kind of got me going and set the radio up so that it would work off the Krause Road Tower through All-Star. There was a lot to it, a lot of pieces and parts, and this guy, I don't know how he remembers all this stuff, it's incredible. So we got a little $35 ball phone with me on the trip, and things work fine.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I started out with one of those, too, and got a couple of those that I use more for GMRS now, but, yeah, you get different radios and different, they all do different things, and some are better than others, so. All right, I got to say 7:30, I'm driving, and my wife's calling me. Have a good day, in 8MGL.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the part you're driving. Thanks a lot, 73s.
KEHLQT, out.
KE8LQT, this is WA4LL. KE8LQT, this is WA4LL. A4LL disconnecting.
KE8LQT, testing. KEHLQT.
KE8LQT, KE8LQT, this is Whiskey Alpha 4 Triple L.
KE8LQT, Jeff, I can tell that you're there, but I really can't make it out for it.
All right, okay, well, what I'll do is I'm going to have to turn up the volume on this radio, and then you can hear me now at all better? WA4LL. KE8LQT, this is WA4LL.
Yeah, I got that, Jeff, and it was quite a bit different. Actually, my volume was not all the way up either.
All right, Mark, I'm glad that we can connect here, and you're sounding good on this side, and hopefully we're sounding good on that side. But anyway, a lot of snow up there, I understand, so I'll give it back to you, and you can tell me how it is. Go ahead and talk on the radio. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Lima, Lima, Lima.
Yeah, Jeff, KE8LQT. Yeah, that was much better, and I'm actually leaving the downtown area, going up a hill, and it's coming down. The roads are, there's a lot of slush on the roads here, and if it gets any colder, it's going to be an ice rink. But fortunately, I got a front wheel drive, and I'm staying on the road. And I think I can last until I get to Bob Evans and get some coffee, hot coffee.
That's for sure. I understand that. So, in your opinion, do I need to change the volume on the RF unit that's connected to the Raspberry Pi?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could use all the volume you can put there, put out, because I'm having to have the radio close to my ear to make sure that I hear what you're saying. That's because I'm driving in part. But if there's more volume available, that would be great. Over.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that this evening. Actually, I'm leaving you right now, and we're going out and do some things, some errands, and then coming back. And what I'll do is I'll set that up and change the volume on it, increase that, and then we can try it again this evening.
Okay, yeah. It is, but it is clear. really is. And, you know, if more volume is available, great. If not, it would work fine. Thanks.
All right, well, you be careful out there and enjoy your time up there in that nice snowy land. Hopefully it doesn't freeze over for you. So KD8LQT, this is WA4 Lima Lima Lima, is out and clear. I'll listen for your final. Bye. Talk to you later, Mark.
I'm not sure if you passed it over to me. I know you're in there talking, but I can't hear you in a noisy environment. So I was just going to say, make sure you're in wideband and not narrowband as well, because your audio is a third of the other station. I can't even hear it. So I'm definitely going to turn the audio up. Make sure you're set to wide, not narrow. Okay, but that's still here.
WA4LL, thanks for the info, and we will do just that. I'll make sure that it's wide and set up for that. Appreciate that comment. This is WA4LL.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. KE8LQT, over and out. Thank you.
Let's be WA4LL disconnecting.
What's your road order?
I'm still there, over.
LQT, this is WA4LL.
WA4LL, this is KE8LQT.
KE8LQT, this is WA4LL.
Yeah, I got you, Jeff. It's a little weak on the volume still.
All right. Is any different? Anybody? I'm just talking a little bit louder, closer to the mic.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. I'm going to get rid of this Bluetooth out of my ear from my phone here so I can concentrate on the signal here. Stand by. Okay, go ahead and come back. KE8LQT, I got you, Jeff. A little low on the volume, but it's a lot clearer than it was. There's not quite as much static in your voice as it was earlier today.
Yeah, it sounds good. You're coming in here nice and clear, nice and loud. And so there's still some volume adjusting that I can do inside the RF all-stall link, and I will try that next a little bit later on.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk with Leah for a minute here.
Hi, Jeff. This is Leah.
Hi, Leah. This is Jeff. How are you doing? I hope it's at least you're able to hear me a little bit. It appears, I guess, there's a volume issue, but yeah, I'm glad that Mark's up there showing you all about what ham radio is all about. And for sure that it comes in handy whenever that, say, the cell system doesn't work. For example, at 9/11, we used it extensively. At that point, I used to live down in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and we did that quite a bit. Anyway, you sound perfectly clear over here down in the villages, Florida. Now back to you, Leah. This is WA4LL.
Yes, that is awesome. That's good to know the history and background. You're coming in pretty clear as well, so it's working great. Thank you so much for putting all the work into making this happen. And, yeah, we're excited to have it. Over and out.
All right. Very good, Leah. I'm sure we'll do more of this, that's for sure. I'm going to try to work on the volume just a little bit this evening and hopefully get there a little bit louder. I hope that, you know, Mark can show you a little bit more about what this is all about and get interested and get into the hobby. It's really a cool hobby. There's so many different facets of it and what you can do. I'm sure Mark can fill you in on that. So I'll give it back to you. This is WA4LL with KE8LQT.
KE8LQT, over and out. Thank you.
All right, very good, Mark. We will chat with you later. KE8LQT, this is WA4LL, is out and clear, and we will be disconnecting.
KF8 BPM testing. KF8 BPM.
Kibbutz IMVJ, can I KOP? K9 KOP, K9 KOP. K9 KOP, N9 KOP, K9 KOP.